It's the Up and Country Show, where the heart of Nashville matches thrilling adventures with rising country artists. I'm your host, Sue Bonzel. Join us as we explore the vibrant Nashville area alongside talented musicians, combining exhilarating escapades with exclusive interviews and energetic live performances. Each week, we dive into the captivating world of country music, showcasing the next generation of artists who are poised to make their mark on the industry. Let's get it started. It's time to head back to the CMA Fest for more fun and country music. I'll be catching up with country artist Tyra Madison and Cody Cause. Plus, we've got an energetic performance from Kofay Anderson at AJ's Good Time Bar in downtown Nashville. Don't forget our bloopers at the very end. It's all coming up on Up and Country. Tyra Madison is here at CMA Fest with me. Welcome, Tyra. How is everything going so far?
It's going good. It's been a long but great day.
Yeah. Heard rumors about you walking downtown Broadway with no shoes on.
Before these shoes, I had on uncomfortable shoes. I was like, I'm just going to walk without shoes. And I could hear people, yes, she's walking in her socks. I'm like, well, my feet hurt, so sorry.
It's practical, right?
I got to say, though, I'm glad I had socks on because the concrete was pretty hot. I was like, it was about to be like, you know.
And did you take the socks home and just throw them away?
Oh, no, they're on my feet right now. No, they're on my feet, shamelessly.
You have got a new song out, Plead the Fifth.
Country music because it's just storytelling, and I've always wanted to write like a fictional like story song, and that's where Plead the Fifth kind of came in. And I'm a big crime junkie, like I love crime documentaries and stuff like that, so it was a pretty easy write for me to put myself in that scenario.
You've watched enough of it and you're like, I could write this, right?
Yeah.
And just make it into a country song.
Exactly.
That's perfect. Well, I'm loving it. You've opened up for some pretty big acts, Maddie and Tay. Did I see Nelly on the list?
Nelly, yeah.
Did you ever get to meet Nelly?
Actually, it was like kind of during like the COVID.
Oh,
he was
okay.
Like, no.
He was like, no.
Yeah, no. I get it. He had like shows the next week, I think. So he just didn't want to get sick.
Yeah. Well, I have a little game I want to play with you.
Are you
game to play a game?
I like games.
Okay, we're going to play Truth or Truth.
It's Truth or Truth.
Like this one. Do you believe in any superstitions? If so, which ones? You know, I gotta say, I definitely, when I'm walking down the sidewalk, I definitely skip the crack, because I don't want to break my mama's
back.
Well,
of course not. You don't. Yes, you're very kind. That's very kind.
Or a black cats. Though I don't agree with that.
You don't like black cats?
No, I like them.
Oh, okay.
I don't agree that people don't adopt them because they're black cats.
I agree.
It's superstitious, and I don't agree with that. I'm like, why?
They're so cute.
I know. Don't leave them in the shelter.
That's our public service message right now.
Yeah.
From Tyra Madison.
Yeah.
Go adopt the black cats, okay?
There we go. Seriously, I'm not like a huge cat person, but if I was adopting a cat, it'd be a cute little black one. Or if I was adopting a dog, it'd be a pit bull.
Okay. Yeah.
Because, you know, they have that stereotype about them.
Yes. I know she's rescuing the animals, y'all.
I love animals.
Okay, let's do one more.
Okay. If you're going to be on a reality TV show, which would it be? Lord Jesus. A ton of people are like, you should go on The Bachelor.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I'll sing on it.
That's a good, there you go. But, I like that idea.
But not compete or whatever.
Would you do like Survivor or something like that?
Oh, heck no.
No?
I ain't eating no bug. Uh-uh.
Laura has no shot right
Come
now.
On, Katie.
Katie's in it.
No way. I would die the first day.
They would probably kick me off the first day, too, for that,
I'm not the person to take when we're deserted on an island.
Yeah,
it's not me.
Okay, but you'll have a really good tan.
I'm a pale girl. I don't really tan. This is fake.
Well, girl, you are all real. Thank you so much for taking the time to have some fun with us.
It was time to head back to the Fanfare Experience, where I did a little cheerleading, a little shopping, and a little losing at cornhole.
I'm just a country song.
Okay, it is CMA Fest, and Cody Kaz is here. What is up?
Oh, nothing. We're just staying busy.
Nothing's up.
Nothing's up. We're staying busy. We're walking around. My feet are a little bit rough. These boots are definitely not made for walking.
It's not made for walking today. So let's talk about some of your music. What do you got going on right now?
Well, we just released a new single called I'm Just a Country Song.
I get my rhythm from a rumbling freight train. My melodies from a Baptist choir. I'm a product of a life full of hard rain. They tell my story on wood and wire. Get to know me and you'll probably start singing along. I'm just a country song.
It's done super well. It got me invited to my first CMA Fest, so this is my debut here. And it's been an amazing experience so far, but it's just awesome being kind of a new guy on the scene and just kind of finding your own way. So it's been amazing.
Awesome. Now let's talk about your alliance with Craig Campbell.
Absolutely.
Because I love that guy.
So I'm originally from Colorado, and he came through my hometown one day and just I got the opportunity to open for him, which was one of the bigger artists that I had gotten to play with. And he just took a liking to me, and I, you know, went up to him. I wasn't afraid, and I was just like, hey, Mr. Campbell, any chance that I can talk to you a little bit? And he was like, I'll do you one better, bud. Take my number down, call me on Monday. So I gave him a call, and we talked for a couple hours and gave me a bunch of advice. And then about 7 months later, I had the opportunity to open for him again. And he was like, man, I really think you got the it factor. He's like, let me see if I can make some calls, get you out to Nashville and see what could happen. And then, you know, about a year later, I ended up signing with his label. So it was pretty amazing, and I've been doing this now for 4 years. So.
And you're here in Nashville?
I am, yep.
Yes, and do you love it?
Absolutely love it. It's become my new home, so it's everything I could have wanted it to be.
Me too.
Oh yeah.
I totally agree. Well, before I let you go, I like to play a little game called Truth or Truth.
Okay.
Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
It's Truth or Truth.
Did you have a hidden talent? Hidden talent was singing, unfortunately.
Oh, how long was it hidden?
It was hidden up until my junior year of high school.
Okay.
And my choir teacher, I sang at church one time. My choir teacher in high school, I didn't do choir, but she was the choir teacher, and she scolded me that Monday following church, and she was like, why didn't you tell me that you could sing? So she called me in her office, was like, do you know the song Hallelujah? I sang the song. Some guy filmed it, posted it on Facebook. The next day it was 15,000 views.
Oh my goodness.
And I went to school the next day and everybody was like, why didn't you say anything about this?
Really?
So that
nobody
kind of
knew?
Nobody knew.
Really?
I had really bad stage fright. My family knew.
Okay.
I would sing at like my family weddings and things like that. But it never was anything. And then after that, it kind of sparked the rest of my life.
With your folks, like what was their support like? You know, it's kind of a big deal when you come to mom and dad and you're like, look, I want to be a singer. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of a big deal.
I think at first, you know, when I first kind of started having some breaks, my dad specifically was like, I don't know about this. So was my mom. But, you know, they want to support their kid. And then it wasn't until I met Craig until they were like, and I finally had that bug to say, this is what I want to do. I think this is the move.
Yeah.
And they finally fully supported me, and they've supported me ever since. You know, I'm 2,000, 3,000 miles away from home, and they call me every day, and they're just like checking in, making sure I'm doing the right things.
Well, I mean, you're getting the validation from Craig Campbell, and, you know, getting his number. There's something there.
Absolutely.
There's something there. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out today. I know you got a busy schedule. Happy CMA Fest, and congratulations on your debut here.
Thank you so much.
Kofi Anderson made an appearance at AJ's Good Time Bar in downtown Nashville. And if you've never been there or seen him perform, I've got your front row seat.
Yeah. Our freedoms, and also for my daddy who gave his hearing in the U.S. Air Force. If you're grateful to be from the greatest country in the world, come on, make some noise for the USA. You already know who it is. The song is called Mr. Red, White, and Blue. We're at almost a billion streams independent. Sing it if you know it. It's the guts and it's the glory, 100 stripes, 100 soldiers. It's the pledge of allegiance on the 4th of July. It's some handwritten letters from home. It's some sleepless nights alone. It's his newborn baby, he let Williams white. Sing it out, come on! Mr. Red, White, and Blue. Mr. Red, White, and Blue, for these bars and stripes. From the fields of Indiana to the swamps of Louisiana, here in Nashville, like to California, Uncle Sam, the only family he's got.
Join me, Sue Bonzel, every week for interviews and adventures with rising country artists on Up and Country.
so paranoid. I have spinach in my teeth right now.
No, you look great. Okay. You look good. Look good. Tyra Madison is here at CMA Fest. Hold on, I did not do that. Sorry, I didn't want to clap. Like, wow. Like, oh.
Start over. And
that's what it was. Hey, hey, it's Tyra Madison and Sue Bonzel, up in country.
Period.
Boom, boom, boom.
Perf. No, I say perf, like perfect, perf. But like, yeah. She's talking like per, like P-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R.
Yeah.
Well, you got bloopers because this is great.
This is, right? We always do.
Yeah. I love bloopers. That's my favorite part.
That's my favorite part, too.
Was that a monkey?
Okay,
there's a lot going on right now.
Tyra Madison. Sorry. Everybody just hold it together. Here we go. Yeah, right. All right. They giggled, I swear. Congratulations on all your sex success. Wow. Holy cow. Now there is an outtake if I ever saw one. Holy shnikes.
That's a blooper.
I'm like, I don't think I've ever said that
before.
Oh, Lord,
that's funny.
Now I'm really embarrassed.
Has anyone ever accidentally seen you naked? Yes.
I didn't stack the deck. I promise. I promise you.
Unfortunately, my mother, unfortunately.